بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the one with perfect attributes. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. To him belongs all the praise and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we are continuing the practical guide for a happy Muslim wife, and inshallah today we will discuss in more details this practical guide through the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was asked about the best woman, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The best woman is the one who pleases her husband when he looks at her, and when he asks her to do something, she obeys him, and she doesn't do anything that may displease him with regard to his wealth and honor." This hadith means that the best woman has three characters. The first one is that she is the one who pleases her husband when he looks at her. And this means that she is the one that she is having external beauty and internal beauty, which will be reflected on her behavior towards her husband. And let us discuss first the external beauty, which the husband will be pleased with when he will look to his wife. Actually, this means that his wife, or every Muslim wife, she needs to try to be in the best shape when her husband looks at her. This means that, you know, to be practical, that when you are engaged to your husband, every one of us try to take care of her outside appearance, to take care of her hair, to take care of her makeup, to take care of her clothes, and always to show herself in the best shape and to be the try to be the most beautiful woman in the eyes of her husband, a future husband. But the problem is that after marriage, and especially when some of us get pregnant immediately after marriage, and then gradually her body shape starts to change, and when having the baby, she will have a lot of responsibilities towards the house and the baby, she will forget completely about her beauty. And she will be always staying at home, taking care of the home, doing some housework, or taking care of the baby, wearing any kind of clothes, and not combing or styling her hair in the same way which she was doing before when she was engaged, not taking care of her body shape. Many of us gain a lot of weight after the first pregnancy, and we don't care to get rid of this overweight. That is to say, she neglects herself completely because she feels that she is already married and the job is already done and that man is already my husband. So let me just concentrate on my outside picture when I am outside of the house. That is to say, so long I am at home and the only one who can look at me is my husband, so there is no problem. I can put any clothes at home. I can look at any shape at home. I will not put any perfume, or I will not comb my or style my hair, and all of these issues. But when she is going out, she will start to prepare herself by preparing the best clothes and preparing all the makeup or whatever makes her in the best shape. And actually this is against the rule which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us regarding the best woman. The best woman is the woman whom she take all the care for her beauty for her husband, that is to say at home, that is to say the best clothes for the home, the best makeup for the home, the best perfume is for my husband. So when her husband will look to her, he will be pleased because he will see her every day more beautiful than the day before. And also he will feel that she is giving him a lot of care because she is always trying to be in the most beautiful shape when he looks at her. So the first rule of the hadith is that the best woman is the woman whom she is trying to take care of herself, of her clothes, and always to show all her beauty to her husband, to wear the clothes which he likes, to adjust her hair or style her hair according to the way which her husband likes. And actually, sister, when you follow this rule that you show the most of your beauty to your husband at home, be sure that this will give you a lot of self-confidence because you will feel that you are still very beautiful and your body shape is still in the same shape as before you get the baby. Also that your husband is very happy with you, and your husband will, when he will be pleased, when he will look at you, he will say for you, to you, very nice words, and he will give you a very nice comments about your beauty, and also he will be very close to you, and both of you will feel that you are caring for the other one. Because why you try to be in the best beauty in his eyes? Because you are caring for him, and it will be the normal that also he will try to care for you, and he will provide you with all the clothes and all the perfume and whatever will help you always to be in this beautiful shape in his eyes. So this will cause that you and your husband will be more close together. This will cause that you and your husband will be happy together. And now we will talk about the internal beauty. And the question will be how her husband will be pleased with her internal beauty. The internal beauty means that the wife will have very warm feelings towards her husband. That is to say, the wife will all the time keep the love and the affection as the feeling towards her husband. So when her husband will look at her, he will feel in her eyes that her eyes are full of mercy and love and sympathy. And when he will look to her face, he will see the most beautiful smile which he is always looking for. This is the meaning that when he will look at her, he will feel her internal beauty, because he will feel her internal beautiful feelings towards him. And this internal feeling towards the husbands, which are reflected on the face of the wife in the form of a beautiful smile and in the form of a feelings clear in her eyes, this makes the husband to feel the real love and the real affection which he is looking for from his wife. So it is the duty of every wife to try always to keep this language of love between her and her husband when he just look to her eyes. When he will look to her eyes, he will be very pleased because all the feelings of security, peace, understanding, support, all this kind of feeling he will he will see them in the eyes of his wife, and also he will see the smile which he was looking for all the day to give him the warmth which he is happy with. So, sister, if you want to obey Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this advice and to be one of the best women, try all the time to keep the external beauty and to keep the internal beauty, so that when your husband will look to you, he will be pleased with your feeling, with your behavior, with your attitude towards him, and also he will be pleased with your outside beauty, and this will give him the feeling of security that his wife is caring for him, his wife loves him, his wife is trying her best to give him the happiness which he is looking for. And be sure, my sister, that you are the one winning, are the winner in this aspect, because you yourself will be a very calm and secure person when you will try to show this feeling in reality to your husband, and also you will be more secure and more happy when you feel that your husband is replying with the same feeling to you, and that you will feel the harmony between you and your husband, that both of you are trying his best to give the happiness and to give the support and to give the care to the other one, and inshallah you will be fulfilling the meaning of the ayah of the Quran, the meaning that you are his garment and he is your garment. So try inshallah all the time that whenever your husband looks at you, that he will be pleased with you. And at any time, if you are upset or if you have some problems with your, different point of view with your husband, try to discuss this points of view in a very calm and in a very respectable way, so that he will be also still pleased when he looks to you, even if you have both of you different points regarding any issue, because you are still having the internal beauty while you are discussing these issues, and also the external beauties. Sister, don't follow some women whom I don't think that they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when they have different points of view with their husband and they want to pressurize their husbands, they try to show them that they don't care for them, they try to show their husband their very rough and tough attitude, so that the husbands will agree for what the wife wants. But this is wrong, sister. This is against the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be devoutly obedient to your husband, and also this is against the rule of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your husband will be pleased when he looks at you. Now we will discuss the second rule of this hadith, which is that the best woman, the one when her husband asks her to do something, she obeys him. And obeying the husband, as we discussed in the verses of the Quran, is one of the duties of the wife towards him, and we agreed that she will obey him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey her husband, and the command of Prophet Muhammad. So for the sake of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she will obey her husband, and she will be motivated by love, and she will be looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is, what are the aspects which the wife has to obey her husband in? That is to say, what are the obligations of the wife towards her husband. The first obligation which the wife has to obey her husband is their physical relation. Actually, it is the obligation of the wife to respond whenever her husband calls her to come to bed, unless there is a strong reason why she can't. Again, it is the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the wife to obey her husband. And actually, this physical relation is very fundamental for the husbands. And if the wife will not respond to him, this will lead to frustration and bad relation between both of them. And actually, the husband's desire to seek fulfillment of his needs elsewhere. And this can end up turning to the haram, and a very great harm will be inflicted upon the family and also upon the society. So the wife has to respond to her husband whenever he calls her to come to bed. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding this aspect, he said, whenever a man calls his wife for his desire, let her come to him even if she is occupied at the oven. And this means that if she is very busy with her housework, she has to leave everything and to respond to the call of her husband, because this will make her husband to feel that she is caring for him and she is trying to satisfy him. And this is, as it is clear that it is a very fundamental issue for the husband. So let the wife try to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this issue and to fulfill all the desires of her husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward her for that she is trying her best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through fulfilling the desires of her husband. And to clarify, the reward let us first clarify the punishment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make for the wife whom she will not respond to her husband for the bed. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever a man calls his wife to bed and she refuses to come, the angels curse her until morning. This means that if the wife will refuse to come to the bed to her husband, the angels curse her all the night. And this means that Allah is angry with her all the night. And nobody knows that during that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the sleep, takes the spirit soul of everyone. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps her soul that night, this means that there is a possibility that she will die while the angels are cursing her. And this is a very bad end for any human being. And every one of us is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make it the end for him or her, for her. So, for the sake of Allah, sister, try to evaluate this physical relation, as it is very important to your husband, and try to make it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you respond to your husband whenever he calls you to bed, and try to be motivated by love in this physical relation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remind yourself that whatever you are doing doing for your husband or obeying your husband, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are obeying the commands of Allah, because Allah is the one who commands you to obey your husband. So when you obey your husband, in reality you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you through that. He will bestow His mercy and His happiness in your heart, and He will make the paradise your destination. So practically, how you can respond always to the call of your husband? Number one, you believe that this is for the sake of Allah and you will be rewarded. Number two, you motivate yourself with love. Number three, you feel that physical relation, and you understand how it is important for your lovely husband, and also it will be a source of happiness between you and him, and a source of making the bond between you and him more strong, and also it will cause that your family will be a stable family, and a family where the husband and wife are having a good relation, and this is the family will be a good environment for the children to grow in. So it is the physical relation actually is the key of the relation between the husband and the wife, and it is the key of the happiness between the husband and the wife. So it is the duty of the wife to plan how she can manage to respond to all the calls of her husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be motivated with love for with him, and inshallah he will understand that sometimes she is tired, so because of her positive attitude with him, most of the time he will be the one to excuse her when she is tired, because they are feeling that everyone is caring for the other one and everyone loves the other one for the sake of Allah. And so inshallah, through the physical relation, their relation inshallah, family relation will be more successful. And there is a dua the wife and the husband has to say it during this physical relation, and we will mention this dua which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. The dua of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he said, if any one of you, when having a physical relation with his wife, says, in the name of Allah, O Allah, protect me from Satan and protect what you bestow upon us, that is to say, an offspring from Satan, and if this is the dua. The dua, Allah, protect me from Satan and protect what you bestow upon us from the Satan. The husband and the wife, they have to say this dua, so that if it is destined that they should have a child, then Satan will never be able to harm him. So this is the etiquette of the relation, of the physical relation between the husband and the wife, and it is the first obligation of the wife. It is the first obligation of the wife towards her husband to obey. The second obligation of the husband, of the wife, sorry, to obey is that the husband has a control over who enters the house. It is established from many hadith that the wife is not to allow anyone inside the house if she knows that her husband doesn't like that person. And actually, this is the second right of the husband over the wife, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, and that she should not admit anyone to his house except with his permission. And sister, practically, you have to, if you are planning to live with your husband for the sake of Allah, you have to plan that you want your husband to have good relation with you all the time. So if your husband doesn't like one, some person, actually there must be reasons behind this impression or behind this situation. So if your husband doesn't like a male or a female, it will be naturally that if you understand the reasons, that you will be also agreeing that this husband, we don't want him in our life. So why to have problems with your husband towards allowing someone in your house? Who is the most important for you, for the sake of your happiness in this life and for the sake of the happiness in the hereafter? The answer is your husband. Your husband is your paradise or your hellfire. Your husband is the one earning the living. Your husband is the one protecting you and protecting your children. So your relation with your husband is the most important and valuable relation in your life. So whoever my husband doesn't like, and he has the reasons, and he discussed it with me, and I agree with him, so this person is out of you, of our life. So it is supposed not to be a big issue that what whoever your husband doesn't want to admit in your house, that you agree for that, and you don't admit anyone without his permission, because you love your husband, you respect him, you discuss with him all the points of view, and you always you feel that you are having harmony together regarding how you are handling your life. So whoever he doesn't want to be admitted, you will not admit him, and you will not have a problem with your husband because of any human being, because there is no one important in your life as your husband is important. There is no one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commanding the wife to love and to obey and to try to please as she was commanded towards her husband. He is number one in her life. So inshallah, every one of us will give this right to their husband with all the love and the respect to their point of view. And the third right of the husband over the wife is that his right that his wife will respect and treat his family in a good way. And actually, to be practical, the wives are mostly, inshallah, treating the families of their husbands, inshallah, in a good way. But it is always observed that there are some misunderstanding or jealousy between the wife and the mother of her husband. And actually, you know, sisters, the issue of the relation between you and your mother-in-law is a very important issue, and we need to discuss it according to the rules of the Quran and according to the rules of the Hadith, so that it becomes clear to every one of us about having the plan how to treat her mother-in-law, so that she will be obeying her husband and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also she will be having a reward in this life and in the hereafter. And let us read from Surah number 17, Surah Al-Isra, Ayah number 23, regarding this issue. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa qada rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyahu wa bil walidayni ihsana. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the meaning that, and your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents. If one of them or both of them attain old age in your life, say not to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in terms of honor, and lower into them the wing of submission and humility through mercy, and say, My Lord, bestow on them your mercy, as they did bring me up when I was young. Sisters, this is the duties of your husband towards his parents, and they are the duties of you towards your parents. So, as you love your parents, and you respect them, and you want to visit them, and you want them to come to your house always, your husband has the same right over you, that you obey him regarding how to treat his family, and how to respect his family, and how to welcome his family, especially his parents, because this is the rule of the Quran. And you have to know two facts. Number one is that his parents were the one whom they take care of your husband until he is a mature man now, highly educated, respectable man, a man whom you are willing to marry and to live with. So they are the one whom they did the effort, and you are the one who get the result. So be merciful with those whom they prepare their kid, their child, and take care of him in the best shape, and they sacrifice their time, and they sacrifice their effort and their money so that they raise him in the best shape, so that you will be the one to live with him. So they are the one whom, as we say in our language, they cook the meal, and you are the one who will eat it. So, sister, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember those two old parents whom they take care of your husband these very long years until he is in that shape which you are living with now. Don't underestimate their effort and underestimate their sacrifice. The second fact which I ask you not to forget is that as you treat them, your kids will treat you. If you are merciful and respectable and treating them in a lovely way with affection and with mercy, your kids, when you will grow up, and when you will grow up and your kids will marry, they will treat you the same way. Your in-laws will treat you the same way. And if you choose to be tough with them, you don't obey your husband when he tell you, let our mother come and stay with us for some time. Let us visit my mother very frequent, because she is in need to see me and to sit with me, and she's not in good health and she's very lonely and this and that. If you tell him no, sister, be sure that it will turn, the time will turn, and you will be in the same situation, and your sister-in-law, your daughter-in-law will also ask your son not to come to visit you and not to take care of you, because as you did with your mother-in-law, your daughter-in-law will make you to pay the same price. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding your mother-in-law, and always remember yourself, remember that the time will pass very quickly and you will be in her situation, and then you will feel her feelings, and be a righteous woman and obey your husband, and be motivated by love. When you look to your mother-in-law, try to see yourself after few years and tell yourself, it is a very good opportunity for me now to be very merciful and to be very polite and to treat my mother-in-law in a very good way, because I am saving these good manners for myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward it for me when my daughter-in-law will be also, inshallah, with me with the same very good manners. For the sake of Allah, you have to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when someone asked him about the person who has the right on him, who he said his mother, your mother, and he asked him again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your mother, he replied three times about the mother, and then he said his father. Because my sister, you have to know that the husband is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey his mother even after his marriage, and the wife is commanded to obey her husband after his marriage. So try to help your husband to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that your husband will feel that you love him and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with him. And if Allah will, his mother will be pleased with him and do dua for him, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow mercy and love, and will increase your provision, and he will make your life a very good life because of the supplication of your mother-in-law. And also I want you to, as a true believer, to keep the relation between you and all the family of your husband in the best shape, and to do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the heaviest in the scale on the day of judgment is the good manners, and you want to be a true believer, so you need to have good manners, and your husband family are the one whom you have to practice these good manners with them, so that you clarify to yourself and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah you are a true believer. And inshallah now we will discuss the third obligation of the wife towards her husband, which is the housework. Actually, you know, sister, the main concept of our discussion is that we are doing all the deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, we are living this life in order to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get his reward, which is happiness in this life and the paradise, inshallah. So whatever obligation I have to do to my husband, I will do it actually for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I am looking for the reward. The most important issue in my life is to do deeds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with and will reward me for, so that all my deeds will be acts of worship. So regarding the housework, if alhamdulillah your husband can bring a helper to help you at home, there is no problem for this in Islam. But if he can't, it will be your duty to take care of all the housework. And for this, please, sister, always have the intention that you are doing all the housework for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward it for you as an act of worship, because it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is according to the rule that you want to obey your husband, from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, when you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make it easy for you, and also to help yourself while you are doing the housework, you can keep on saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and every one of these words equal to 10 good deeds. So you will inshallah have a lot of reward during your housework, because you do it for the sake of Allah, you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to have to your responsibilities at home, because in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the woman is responsible for her husband and for his house. So you are doing your responsibilities for the sake of Allah, and you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, while you are cleaning, so that you encourage yourself that your time is considered act of worship for you. You are getting a lot of reward through obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it make a good reward for you for all of these good deeds. And the fourth obligation of the wife towards her husband is that she has to be very appreciating to her husband. That is to say, to have the gratitude as one of the characteristics, because this is something fundamental which should exist between the husband and the wife. Each of them should acknowledge the effort of the other and show them gratitude and repay them in kindness. And actually, the importance of this gratitude is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he has the journey to see the heaven and the hell and Jerusalem, he said a hadith, and this hadith actually every wife need to remind herself of it always. Because in this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I saw most of the inhabitants of the hellfire women. So they said, why, O Messenger of Allah? He said, because of the kufr, which is ingratitude. It was said their ingratitude, or kufr towards Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said their ingratitude or kufr towards their mate, and they commit this kufr of good deeds extended, even if you extend good deeds to one of them forever, but then she sees something from you which she dislike, she says, I have never seen any good from you. What is the meaning of this hadith? The meaning of this hadith is that these women whom the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them in the hellfire, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to forgive all the women, so that none of us will be inshallah in the hellfire. These women whom they were in the hellfire, they were living with their husband with the ingratitude, which is called in Arabic kufr. That is to say, whatever good deeds her husband do for her, she will not be satisfied. And as soon as something happens to her from him which she doesn't like, she will say to him, I have never seen any good from you. That is to say, she forgets all the good deeds for only any different point of view. That is to say, she is always having the feeling or committing this in gratitude of his good deeds. Sister, this is very dangerous because this is the way to the hellfire. So try all the time, as we mentioned, that you are motivated by love towards your husband. You appreciate your husband's effort. You appreciate your husband's trial to make you happy, because you love your husband. And if you love someone, you will always appreciate his deeds. So keep this relation between you and your husband. Keep this gratitude between you and your husband, so that inshallah this gratitude will be your way to paradise. Also, remember another hadith where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warns the wives in a similar manner when he said, Allah doesn't look at a woman who does not thank her husband while she cannot do without him. And actually, sister, this is a reality. No one of us can do anything, we wives, without our husband. Our husband is the one earning living. Our husband is the one protecting the family and the children. Our husband is the one giving us sympathy and love, support, security and peace. Our husband is the twin half of the wife. So, sister, why not to be thankful for him? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who don't thank people, they don't thank Allah. And you are a believer, and you are all the time saying all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to thank people so that Allah accepting your praise to him. So who is number one to thank in your life as a wife? Number one to thank after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet is your husband. So all the time keep the feeling of gratitude to your husband, and keep the feeling that you are appreciating all his effort and his time and his feeling towards him. And the I will mention now the last obligation between the wife and the husband, which is that she does not fast voluntarily without his permission. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not lawful for a woman to fast while her husband is resident, except with his permission, and this is the volunteer fasting. Now, alhamdulillah, I feel that we discussed this second rule, which is the rule of the good, the best women, hadith Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was the rule of that she obey the best woman is the one whom she obeys her husband when he asks her to do something. And now we will discuss the third rule of the best woman, and it is that she doesn't do anything that may displease her husband with regard to his wealth and honor. And now we will discuss this in more details. The meaning of this is that a wife is to her husband's secrets and protects their marital privacy. That is to say, she is not supposed to discuss any of her marital issues with any person, because this is an honor between her and her husband. Also, a wife must guard her husband's property. She must safeguard his home and position, and his home, and to the best of her ability. And also, she should manage the household affairs wisely, so as to prevent loss or weight. She should also try all the time to be an honest and to be taking care of the wealth of her husband. And also she has to be all the time watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards being honest with the wealth and the honor of her husband, and this is the third rule of the best woman according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through this hadith and through the previous verses of the Quran, which we alhamdulillah discussed in details, that we have now a practical guide for the Muslim, a happy Muslim wife whom she is looking for happiness through the Quran and the Sunnah, and whom she has a plan for her life with her husband, so that the life with her husband will be full of happiness, and also their destination inshallah will be the paradise. And let every one of us now pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow his mercy on the life of everyone and on the heart of everyone, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.